Now, we started off reading in Deuteronomy chapter 22, and you're probably thinking, like, what in the world are we reading Deuteronomy chapter 22 about if you're talking about dating? Because I didn't see anything about dating in there. Well, one of the things that we saw in here, and one example I just want to point out briefly, is just how valued purity is in Scripture and in God's law. And we see that here in the latter portion, kind of in the middle of the passage here. We'll end up rereading it, but God places a high value on purity, on virginity, on these things. And, you know, maybe you've made mistakes in the past, but don't just say, you know, just because you may have committed a sin before, don't let that drag you down. Just say, like, okay, well, what's the use anyways? Now I'm just going to keep on sinning. Don't have that attitude. You want to say, okay, this is what the Bible says. I've made this mistake, or maybe you haven't made this mistake, and praise God for that. Either way, you want to try to follow as closely as possible to that standard where God has of purity and hold that in regard very highly. And this whole sermon is going to be focusing around this concept of maintaining purity and keeping everything pure and upright when you go out and date people. Because that is the number one problem, and it's a huge problem. It's a huge pitfall. It's worthy of getting at least an entire sermon dedicated to this topic, because, you know, today the world treats fornication as not a big deal, as something that everybody does. You know, they're talking about giving contraceptives to children, and, you know, even in grammar school and high school, well, they're going to do it anyway, so let's just make it be safe. No, they're not going to do it anyways. No, it doesn't have to be like that. No, if parents were raising their children properly, they wouldn't be doing that. They won't do that. And if we have a proper fear of God in our life, you won't do it either. And that's the truth. And the Bible is very, very, very serious about fornication. It is not some minor sin. It's not some little thing that everybody does. Let's get an example here in Deuteronomy 22 of how highly valued virginity is and purity is. Look at verse number 13. The Bible says, if any man take a wife and go in unto her and hate her, and give occasions of speech against her, and bring up an evil name upon her, and say, I took this woman, and when I came to her, I found her not a maid. Now, it says, if I know not a maid, it means I found her not to be a virgin. So the example that's being set forth here is that, hey, here's a man. He married someone. He thought that she was a virgin. He thought she's pure. And then, and it's going to deal with a situation where someone just says that versus it actually being the truth, okay? So he's saying, here's his accusation. I married her, but she wasn't a virgin when I met her. And I didn't know it. And she was, and she was presented to me as being chaste, as being virgin, and she wasn't. So verse number 15 says how to handle this. Then shall the father of the damsel and her mother take and bring forth the tokens of the damsel's virginity unto the elders of the city in the gate. Now, I'm not going to get into detail on what that is, but typically this would be something that would be received after the wedding, after the consummation of the marriage, that proves that the damsel was a virgin at that time, and that the wife's parents hold on to that as proof that, no, you know, our daughter was virgin. Verse number 16, and the damsel's father shall say unto the elders, I gave my daughter unto this man to wife, and he hateth her. And lo, he hath given occasions of speech against her, saying, I found not thy daughter a maid. And yet these are the tokens of my daughter's virginity. And they shall spread the cloth before the elders of the city. And the elders of that city shall take that man and chastise him, and they shall immerse him in 100 shekels of silver, and give them unto the father of the damsel, because he hath brought up an evil name upon a virgin of Israel, and she shall be his wife. He may not put her away all his days. So there is no out, to, you know, again, we talked about divorce this morning. There is no cause for divorce here at all, even if he's not pleased with his wife. And the fact that he brings up and tries to tarnish her name, and in so doing, what's he doing? He's tarnishing her parents. And what we see here is that the parents, the father especially, is responsible for the purity of their children and especially of their daughters. And fathers need to take this to heart. You know, I take this to heart, is that it's no one else's responsibility but your own. If you leave your kids to themselves, they probably will go out and do and commit fornication and to lose their virginity and things like that, when you just leave them to do things that will happen. But when they have a father, when they have parents that are there to raise them right and to watch over and protect them. Because there are lots of situations that girls can get themselves in, young girls, because they're naive, because they don't completely understand the way things work. They don't completely understand that there are evil guys out there. They don't understand the danger that they might even be putting themselves in because they're young and they still need the protection of their father to help watch over a dad that knows, hey, there's a lot of things that go on in this world and I'm going to make sure that my daughter doesn't fall prey to one of those things. So in maintaining purity, it's a dad's job to make sure that you're not leaving, you're not giving access to your daughter alone with any guy, ever. Never should happen. That's dad's job. And we see here, you know, dad's one saying, no, 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 she was pure. I made sure. Because look, it's hard work. You got to watch over your kids and make sure that you're instituting whatever rules you need to institute to be able to monitor your children and say, no, I made sure. There's no way that this could have happened. And I know that she was virgin. I know that she was pure and she was brought up right.